what do the Eagles need to do to get back into the thick of things here in the NFC East and the NFC? And let's get it going here. Let's find out what our national perspective here is from Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, ESPN Radio in Philadelphia, color analyst for the Eagles Television Network broadcasts in the preseason. Baldy, welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And certainly from my standpoint, fascinating start to this offseason, beginning with the hiring of Chip Kelly, extending all the way through free agency and a little trade here at the end of last week. I think I'm pretty encouraged about it. How about you?
I'm very encouraged, Dave. You know, when you transition from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4 defense the way the Eagles are, that's not easily done. In fact, it's almost impossible to do in 1 year. But the way they handled free agency, I mean, they can literally plug all the holes right now. And they can take, you know, just an awful secondary, and they basically so I love the way the offseason has started because I'm really high on Chip Kelly. I love the hiring of Tom Gamble. And then, you know, really the signings in free agency, while they may not have been the biggest splashes that some other teams made, they're very, very important to being able to transition to that 3-4 defense.
Baldy, which of these eight players signed and then added ninth in Aurelius Ben acquired in a trade will make the biggest splash for 2013?
Well, you know, like, I'm going to say Isaac Sapaoga.
Work on that one.
Yeah, I should be better than that. I've been saying his name for a long time. I mean, he's been the premier nose tackle in his business, Dave, for the last 2 years for sure, maybe the last four. He's been coached by the best defensive line coach in the league, in Jim Tomsula in San Francisco. He doesn't miss any games. And if you can play a 3-4 defense, you know, they're not – granted – you know, what are they going to be in that defense? Maybe 30% of the time, maybe. But, you know, if you don't have that nose tackle, you can't run that defense. And I think Isaac is the best in the league at that. So I'm going to say Isaac right now simply because I don't think the way that he plays is going to change no matter who's the coach.
A lot of hype, really, about James Casey and his versatility and what he could add to this offense. You know, it's weird. We've gotten so used to Brent Celek, and then trying to find that second fiddle with Clay Harbor. I mean, how much of a contribution can we really, really expect from Casey, especially when you've got DeSean Jackson, Macklin, LeSean McCoy, all needing their touches?
Well, you can't measure the production or that by just, you know, number of catches, Dave. You got to really look at the value that he has. I mean, they haven't had a tight end that could really block the edge. Brent Celek has been good at it. He's not great. But James Casey, I mean, he made that running game go, whether he's, you know, an H-back, a fullback, a tight end. You have to have two in this league, and you've got to be able to block also. You can't just be, you know, pass catchers. You got to be able to seal the edge. You got to block the strong side. You got to get back to the weak side. James Casey gives you a great deal of flexibility, and he runs really well, too. So, I can't say enough about him. At the end of the year, he may have 30 catches, Dave, but I don't think you can measure his production by the number of catches.
Do you believe the Eagles have fixed their secondary, Baldy, with Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher and Patrick Chung and Kenny Phillips?
No, not entirely. I mean, they gave him 33 touchdown passes. That was just the worst in Eagles history, and it was worse in the league this year. I don't think that's done overnight. But now, like Kenny Phillips, when he came out in 2008, I know that's a long time ago in the NFL, but he was on his way to becoming the premier free safety in football. He's the best tackling free safety I saw coming out of college in a long, long time. Fundamentally, very, very sound. Now, he had a devastating knee injury, missed a season. He got hurt some last year. So I got to see how well he can run. But I know when he's on the field, he's a difference maker. You don't give up those 33 touchdowns if he's on the back end of your defense. He's very smart, and he's very, very fundamental. Kerry Williams, you want him on your team. He's not a premier corner, but he's very, very good. And his attitude is exactly what the Eagles need, Dave. His attitude is, screw you. I don't care who you are, what team you – I mean, he's just going to go out and prove himself. You know, you're your classic overachiever. You know, I mean, he wasn't supposed to be the starting corner. You know, Ladarius Webb and Jimmy Smith were supposed to be the starting corners. But, you know, things happened along the way, and you couldn't get him off the field. So I think he's very dependable. I like his attitude. Patrick Chung will knock your block off. But he has some limitations to him. But I like the fact that he's going to hit you. They haven't had that in a long time. And he's got a lot to prove now. I mean, he was basically a backup player in New England last year. And Bradley Fletcher, I mean, that's exactly what you're looking for in a corner, that kind of size and speed. You know, he got beat out last year. I mean, Cortland Finnegan was Jeff Fisher's, you know, guy from Tennessee. And you know, the other corner, you know, was really highly touted. And Janoris Jenkins was very, very highly touted and extremely talented. And he was tough to get him off the field. So, I mean, Bradley Fletcher's going to have a real good chance here in Philadelphia.
You like, Brian, you like this kind of this nasty attitude the Eagles have kind of hopefully.
Well, I like two things, Dave. I like the attitude that these guys bring. I mean, I think Howie and Tom Gamble really did their homework on what kind of guys these are. If the score is, you know, 27-10 in the third quarter, they're not quitting. They're not hanging their head. All right. If you're, you know, 3-5 in the first half of the season, these guys aren't, you know, hanging their head. They're not doing that. They're not those kind of guys. And then maybe more importantly, across the board, they got bigger. They got bigger, and I think they got tougher. And the Eagles had to get bigger. I mean, they were a small team. They had been a small team. But they don't look small to me now. I mean, they've made a concerted effort here to get bigger at the cornerback position, the safety position, the nose tackle, outside linebacker. I mean, I think they're a bigger, tougher, stronger team right now.
Okay, so where do they go from here, Brian? What holes do you still see on this roster?
Well, I mean, you know, they're picking there at number four. I mean, if Jarvis Jones is there, I mean, to me, my mother could scout Jarvis Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the best defensive player in this draft. He's actually the best 3-4 outside linebacker in this draft. If you put him on opposite Connor Barwin, I mean, I'd be shocked if at the end of the season you look up and the two of them don't have a combined 20 to 25 sacks. Hmm. I'd be shocked.
What do you do with Trent Cole then?
Well, Trent Cole's going to have to earn a spot on this team. You know, I mean, I don't think he's an outside linebacker. I think that he's got to play a five-technique defensive end. But, look, when you go to nickel in this league, you know, when you go to your four pass rushers and your fifth defensive back, you know, maybe Trent Cole's an outside pass rusher for you. Maybe he rushes from the inside. You know, I mean, how quickly can you get to the nickel? That's really what this defense in this league is all about right now, where you could get your best speed and your best pass rushers on the field. And so maybe there's a spot for Trent Cole in that position. I wouldn't give up on Trent Cole, but I mean, I think it's going to be a tough team to make right now for him.
So as far as the draft goes, Baldy, you're not buying into the maybe Geno Smith or D. Milner or even, you know, Deion Jordan?
Deion Jordan, no. I mean, if Jarvis Jones is there, it's a no-brainer for me. If you want to go D. Milner, if he's there, it's certainly a possibility. Elite corner like that. I think Jarvis Jones is a better football player than D. Milner at this point in their careers. I think this guy is plug him and play him. I think he's NFL ready. I know there's concern about, you know, his spinal stenosis right now. And so that's something the Eagles doctors are going to have to weigh. It's different for everybody. It's very subjective. But, yes, at that point, and even Geno Smith, I'm not ready to commit Geno Smith. I'd rather see about building this defense up as strong as I can, and Jarvis Jones would do that.
So last question, Baldy. Quarterback of the present, quarterback of the future is?
Well, I think Mike Vick is going to be just fine, Dave, in this offense. The quarterback of the future, I don't think, is on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're saying Michael Vick's a starter. Nick Foles fits in here, doesn't fit in here?
I don't think Nick Foles fits in. I mean, I think that they would be, if I was the Eagles, if I was Nick Foles, I'd be looking for a trade. If I was the Eagles, I'd be looking to trade Nick Foles and seeing what I could get for him. There's a lot of time between now and the draft. You'd probably like to trade him this year and get a draft pick this year for him. It was a third-round pick. You'd love to get a third-round pick for him. But I don't believe he fits in the plans of what Chip Kelly wants to do ultimately.
Very interesting. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Thank you so much. We look forward to talking to you the rest of the offseason here leading into that April 25th draft. Brian Baldinger here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.